As a good person, I'm very sad because I don't see no anymore James.
People were walking past her, so I went up to check on her to make sure she was okay. Police say just after 10 o'clock on Friday night, someone shot the guard inside the store as he tried to stop a person from taking merchandise. Police say James died at the scene. Snow says her father worked at the store for roughly 2 years. He lived in a building right behind 7-Eleven.
He was protecting the family at 7-Eleven because I know how my father is.
So, fair warning, I'm going to say a lot of crazy shit within the next 30 to 50 minutes. Going to use a lot of foul language, that of which I'm not proud of. My mother is probably in her coffin. She's finna be turning in her goddamn grave in a minute, right in that goddamn coffin off of Fruit Ridge Road and Sack, if she could hear the wild shit that I'm about to say. Oakland has been fucked up for quite some time. I've been covering it. I've been talking about it. It ain't no secret. And excuse my language, but fuck, we finna talk. It ain't no secret. I made countless video and countless video talking about the crime in Oakland. Rest in peace to this man, James Johnson, 59-year-old man, security officer, who tried to stop a shoplifting individual, whom of which is still on the run. They ain't caught this motherfucker yet. He tried to stop the shoplifting attempt at a 7-Eleven, that 7-Eleven off of Harrison Street in the town. Individual shot him multiple times, shot the nigga twice in the head, and flee to the scene. I don't know why for a moment right there, I forgot how to say flee. Letting y'all know how I got a GED, it's pretty obvious that my education level was not that high. But thank God my education level was never that low to where I felt like it was a good idea in the long run to rob 7-Elevens at gunpoint to raise finances. Somewhere I just feel like that wasn't the best way to raise up money to end up getting a mortgage. I just felt like that. When they had that shooting last week at 7-Eleven where individuals murdered at a 7-Eleven in Oakland, I'd had enough. This is an incident independent of the one that we're talking about today. Oh, some of y'all don't know. About six days ago, somebody else got knocked down at a 7-Eleven in Oakland, but we can skip that. At that point, I had enough. A few days prior to that, at another 7-Eleven in Oakland, when a wholesale truck was delivering some packages there and an armed security officer was robbed at gunpoint by 4 to 5 young African-American gentlemen running up on them with guns, I'd had enough. Damn, Oakland wildin'. I bring up the 7-Elevens because for those of y'all who do not know, those are privately owned, small businessly owned 7-Elevens. It ain't like 7-Eleven is an $18 trillion corporation where as soon as you rob one goddamn store and kill the store owner, they're going to pop up another dude to put up there. They don't work like that. But let's go deeper than that. When they had that Freedom School in Oakland, some of you guys are familiar with this story, independent school that we were starting in Oakland, they were just going purely off. There was a school trying to open in the community that was fun, just fueling purely off of donation and grants by the city. It's a new concept. When y'all broke, hungry, goddamn robbing for recreational purpose ass niggas broke into that goddamn school and stole them goddamn computers, I'd had enough. When them 8 teenagers got caught for 35 different robberies across the city, one of which was an elderly ass woman walking out of her goddamn house. And when they were arrested, they just let these niggas free within 3 weeks because they were kids and they couldn't charge them. I said, bro, Oakland is wildin'. I've had enough. When they had a 40-minute fucking robbery in Oakland Hills, when them 4 and 5 fat ass, ugly ass niggas with them goddamn Yeezys on ran into that goddamn Asian family house and had them niggas up there at gunpoint for 40 minutes, I'd had enough. Do I need to go on? This is not even bringing up when that goddamn SUV of them damn teenagers hopped up on that Peruvian guy and robbed the Peruvian cart nigga and robbed him at gunpoint. It was a whole big ass story in July. it breaks my heart, bro, to see how deep the city of Oakland has fucking fallen. And nigga, I ain't finna sit here and act like it was always a good city, because it wasn't. Hell, quiet as a cap, hell, the murder rate was higher in Oakland back in the day than it is right now, to be honest with you. But that still don't excuse certain shit. I might be tripping. I spent most of my life in Vallejo, but I know when I used to take my black ass to Great Samaritan Church out there in Oakland, I know when we used to go out there to East to go get some good ass food, and we would go to Dixon's. Let me tell you, I just feel like in the back of the day, I don't feel like niggas was breaking into cars and shit like that, like the way that I'm tripping. But I don't feel like that was the biggest thing as it is now. This nigga got killed. James Johnson, security guard. This man lost his life protecting Reese's peanut butter cups, candy bars, and goddamn Rockstar energy drinks. This nigga lost his life at a fucking 7-Eleven protecting it. That nigga, the man who paid for her security services at that 7-Eleven, just as much as he's protecting the store, he's protecting the community too at the same time. So the reason why when you watch the video, people talking about this nigga, that everybody for the most part had good things to say. Everybody had good things to say. Oh man, James. Bro, he was cool, bro. He's the homie. He was the homie. I'll play the intro over again. What the man say?
He's a good person. I'm very sad because I don't see no any more James.
People were walking past.
Even the half can't speak English, half fully speak Spanish nigga loved him. And muchísimo para todos los mexicanos, para toda la raza latina, no tengo ni siquiera una gota de respeto para ustedes. But you get what I'm saying. Y'all shot the cool security nigga. The nigga who lets you slide every once in a while when you got caught sneaking a butterfinger in your pocket. You killed this the cool security nigga. And I'm biased with this, bro, because I do security for a living. Top flight security of the fucking world, Craig. And one of my worst fears in the fucking world is to do this job and get killed by one of you greasy, goddamn backwear wearing ass niggas over some bullshit. It ain't shit that nigga stuffed in his pocket. Whoever robbed that damn store and killed him, it ain't shit that nigga stuffed in his pocket that was worth him killing that man in that damn store. Nothing. Not one damn thing. It ain't a note, a dollar amount produced by Uncle Sam that was worth that man losing his life. That man had kids. That man had grandkids. You killed the honest man. You killed the honest man who's earning his living. When it comes to niggas who rob, and let me just say this. I know some niggas who rob. Got them in my family. Got a nigga who went to jail. When I was 17, I had a cousin who was 18. My cousin, aunt, this nigga went to jail for robbing old women in front of Winn-Dixie's. I lived down south at the time. Winn-Dixie is a really big grocery store chain out there. Robbing old white bitches in front of Winn-Dixie. Gave this nigga 5 years. Got another cousin. This nigga went to jail for breaking into homes and robbing people's front. I have never respected robbers. I have never respected people who steal. You know why I've never respected it? Because it takes a certain amount of selfish. You have to be a selfish motherfucker to say, instead of going out there and getting a goddamn job, I'm going to hop out on these streets and rob people at gunpoint at the risk of shooting them, because half you niggas don't know how to operate guns in the goddamn first place. I have reached this point now where I spend upwards in between 50 to 70 hours a week per week outside of my own goddamn house at a job that half the time I don't want to fucking do. So understand, solely because of that, I have a very harsh view of niggas who rob to earn money. Niggas who rob, niggas who hold up people at food carts to earn money. Niggas who rob the hot dog cart nigga to earn money. Niggas who rob the elote person to rob. You niggas is robbing, nigga. We moving from 7-Eleven now. You niggas is robbing people who came to this country, nigga, on a dollar in debt. Half these niggas came here in debt $15,000 to get here. You niggas robbing these niggas at gunpoint. But let's go to the 7-Eleven niggas. You robbing niggas, for the most part, because let me be honest, most of these 7-Eleven owners, they're Indian. You robbing niggas who scraped and saved up their money, got saved up their money, got a small business loan, and got opened up a 7-Eleven, did it the honest way. They came, most of these niggas who own these, who operate these 7-Elevens, bro, they got those shit with lesser... They ended up owning that 7-Eleven and ended up obtaining that with less resources than the nigga who's robbing them had. Than the nigga who's robbing them had. Most of these niggas ain't from this fucking country. Most of these, no, that's an important point niggas don't talk about. Let's talk about it. Most of these niggas ain't from this fucking country, but they came here, they grinded their ass off, they grinded their goddamn ass off, and here they are with it. Here they are with it. I don't have no more sympathy for you niggas. I don't. I just don't. I don't know the racial identity of the robber. I don't know. Could be black, could be Mexican, could be white. But let's imagine he's one of us. Let's imagine that he's one of me. I have lost all patience with Oakland community activist view on these people who fucking bip, these niggas who rob for recreational purposes. I'm sick of that shit. I'm sick of y'all trying to baby these motherfuckers. It's expensive to live in California. Yes, it is. Is it hard out here? Yes. Motherfucker, I just sat on here and told you I spend 50 to 70 hours outside of my own goddamn house at a job I don't like to earn a living. So yes, we all know it's difficult. Now, with that being said, with the two guns that I own, I have never said, hey, nigga, let me go out here and rob a goddamn hardworking small business owner just because I don't feel like getting a goddamn job at McDonald's. Somehow that just has never went through my system. Them motherfuckers, them community activists in Oakland, I'm going to say this. Half y'all need to shut the fuck up. I say it. Niggas, people don't want to say it, I'm going to say it. Outside of those in Freedom School. I respect the guys at Freedom School. But half y'all need to shut the fuck up. I'm getting tired of y'all talking that whole bullshit, talking about we're front line, or we have to deal with the real people these kids are hurting. No. Let's have one. Y'all motherfuckers ain't front line. We front line. Motherfuckers like James Johnson, that man who got murdered on Friday at that goddamn 7-Eleven, being a security guard, doing his goddamn job. We the ones who front line. We are the ones who front line this bullshit. That's where I get upset. Y'all motherfuckers is giving y'all opinions as motherfuckers who've never had to confront somebody with a gun in your face. You've never had to stop a robbery before. You never had to get into it with a gang before. You ain't never, half the time, you ain't never, like, y'all, don't talk to us about front line. The only motherfucker, let me just say to somebody else being a security guard. Let's talk about this. We need to have this conversation. Most of the time, if you do security, if you get a good ass cushy site, hell, like the one my black ass is sitting in right now, thank God, round of applause, I got that recently. Yes, got a promotion. Promotion is good, but let's keep going. You can chill, relax, watch all the Netflix goddamn Game of Thrones or HBO Max that your fat black ass won't. But some of us, like myself, have had to work in the hood before. Some of us had to be front lines at a liquor store before. Some of us have had to be front lines at a nightclub before. Some of us have had to put hands on people before. Some of us have broken their legs before doing security, like I have. Some of niggas have broken their hands in fights doing security, like I have. Some of us have lost their goddamn job before goddamn fat, goddamn Oompa Loompa, purple face ass bitch trying to fight you with all their cousins and shit, and the company fire you because they need whoop. It is what it is, like I have. I don't want to hear that shit about how community activists in Oakland is front line and how et cetera, y'all making a change. Y'all ain't making a fucking change. These fucking kids out here don't give a fuck about what y'all talking about. They don't give a fuck about what y'all talking about. And let me just also add a context. We still do not know if that person who murdered James Johnson was either a child or even other community of Oakland. Hell, his ass might have been from Richmond or San Pablo somewhere. But be that as it may, goddamn it, we having a whole conversation. Let's talk about it. The only motherfuckers who's more frontline than us when it comes to this is cops. Oakland PD. Only motherfuckers who's more frontline than us is cops. It is what it is. And at the end of the day, half the time it goes both ways because, hell, we be there before the cops get there. We be there before the cops get there. So we done already got robbed, done already got a gun put in our face, and already got shot at. I'm just at the point now, bro, where I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it and I'm disgusted with it. Oakland is a beautiful city. Oakland is a beautiful city. I love the people from there. Some of the finest goddamn East African women I have seen goddamn there. That goddamn one fine-ass East African girl who work at Parliament.
What? Round of applause for her. Round of applause for her. Round of applause for her. She, let me do to my little goddamn thingy. Round of not working.
But no, bro, like, it's this, but at the same time, regardless of how beautiful the city is, there's some shit that needs to change. It's some shit that needs to change. And I'm getting tired of people who are supposed to speak for the community acting like ain't nothing wrong. Which brings me to my next problem. My issue with goddamn these Bay Area content creators. And there's a lot of them. There's a lot of these motherfuckers. There's like 1,000 Bay Area content creators on TikTok, on Instagram, goddamn, even on Threads, whatever that bullshit Instagram made trying to compete with Twitter. There's 1,000 of these motherfuckers making videos, making skits about every goddamn rapper from the Bay Area with almost 2,000 to 4,000 views on a video on YouTube. These motherfuckers make skits and make videos, make jokes, make skits, talk about every fucking thing outside of real shit going on in the Bay. Aside of these motherfuckers will link up in a city. These motherfuckers will link up in goddamn LA and make videos talking about, yeah, so when two Bay Higgas link up in Phoenix, when two Bay Higgas link up in Atlanta, et cetera, et cetera. They will make videos, podcasts, and talk about all this other bullshit except about what's really going on. They not finna talk about them goddamn 8 teenagers that was robbed, that robbed 35 fucking people. Half them people who was retired who they robbed. They ain't talking about that. They ain't gonna talk about them goddamn ignorant ass fucking boys that held at that Asian family for 40 minutes in a fucking. They held. Think about that, bro. This elderly Asian ass couple, these niggas held them up in their home for 40 minutes. I was the only one who talked about it. I was thinking about this the other day. I'm the only motherfucker talking about it. The only other Bay Area content creator out there who do be talking about real shit is Real Bay Area Memes. And much respect to him. Real Bay Area Memes. Real Bay Area Memes. He do be talking about some real shit. I respect him. But the rest of you niggas, the rest of you ninjas, a lot of them don't do security for a living. A lot of them don't do security for a living. A lot of them don't have people in their family to own small businesses. A lot of them don't know what it's like to see the other side of the situation. If you only coming from the streets, hey, me and my dad had this argument all the time. Me and my daddy had this argument all the time because the large portion of my family that's on street shit, that does stupid shit to earn a living, they come from my daddy's side. And these niggas have this weird ass way of seeing the world that I can't wrap my goddamn big ass head around, in large part because I do armed security for a living. At what point are y'all going to start speaking for the community is my point. At what point are we going to start speaking for the community? There's a little girl who reached out to me. It was a boy. Sorry. Forget whatever. I didn't know the gender. It just said Issa Dre, whatever, whatnot. But messaged me on Instagram, DM me and said, hey, can you please talk about the school violence situation in Vallejo? My sister was at a school yesterday. A girl got hit in the face with brass knuckles. Nobody's talking about this. Had a boy came to Hogan Middle School a few months ago and threatened to shoot the school up. And when they actually searched his backpack, they found the gun as well as ammunition. Keep in mind, this was in the middle school. Nobody's talking about it. Why is nobody talking about these things? Hey, listen, my content, bro, I get on here and say stupid shit all the time. I say stupid shit. We laugh, joke, and shoot the shit, talk about all this wild, funny stuff. But why? Where are y'all when real stuff is going on in the community, bro? Real shit's going on. Real shit's going on. Is it because it don't affect people that look like you? Is it because it don't affect people who come from the same? Because I feel like it does. I understand them 7-Elevens is getting robbed. At the end of the day, at a certain point, them motherfuckers can move. Them motherfuckers might move. And them communities that them 7-Elevens are in need them way more than that goddamn Indian man who own either or whatever, whichever 7-Eleven needs them. What I mean by that is some of y'all can't afford to drive across town. Some of y'all ain't got a car to drive across town. I'm going to keep wondering, which I'm going to keep talking shit. It's sad. And this is not just an Oakland specific thing. But we not going to act like it's just something that can just be allowed. We can't not act like it's just something that's going to just can just be allowed. I saw, shout out to Real Bay Area Memes, because he really be talking about real shit. I saw him put that post up saying how he's tired of mainstream media hating on San Francisco. There is a reason to hate. Let me just say this. I love San Francisco and I, as well as I love Oakland. I am disgusted on how far San Francisco and how far Oakland have fallen. When I saw Gavin Newsom go up there and debate with Ron DeSantis last week, for those who do not know, our governor is Gavin Newsom, whom a lot of people are not too fond of. And Ron DeSantis is the governor of Florida, who a lot of people are not too fond of. I honestly think both of them are full of shit, but we can skip that part. It looks a way to see our governor go up there, sit on his high horse, like sit on the high horse of morality and talk to this man like he got everything fucking right, like he's doing everything right and there's no repercussion. This state's going cool. But most of us can tell, you know, bro, the state's falling the fucking apart. That Proposition 47 shit is fucking up the state. That shit that these motherfuckers can literally just go on here, do robbery after robbery in Sacramento. I talked about this a few days ago. In Sacramento, they had a sting called Operation Bad Elf in Sacramento. I believe the Sac PD and Sacramento County Sheriff's worked together to do this. And there was an operation to stop retail theft in the city of Sacramento. They did 285 retail theft arrests within 7 days. 285 arrests. Now, out of that 285 arrests, do you know how many people, can you guess how many people actually saw the inside of a jail cell? 52. The other 233 were catch and releases, citations, because of Prop 47. Any amount of theft that you do that's under $950, bro, is a citation, bro. You walk away free. Hey, yo, the Save Mart down the street from where I live, they've told me this. It is not an uncommon occurrence to have somebody come in there, fill their grocery cart up full of a bunch of bullshit, and just walk the fuck out. Those who rob, let me say this. I have sympathy for those who are in impoverished conditions. I have sympathy for those who rob, who steal to eat. I have no sympathy for a motherfucker that's holding somebody up at gunpoint wearing Air Force Ones and Yeezys. I have no sympathy for a car full of five teenagers all wearing designer clothing, all wearing them goddamn Desto Dub ass sweaters, them a whole lot of cough syrup sweaters, robbing a goddamn cart man, the goddamn hot dog cart guy at gunpoint. A real man ain't got sympathy for that shit. I have no sympathy for some fat, ugly ass, greasy faced ass niggas holding up an Asian couple in their home, an elderly Asian couple in their home for 40 minutes straight at gunpoint, going through their house stealing shit. I'm sorry, I don't. Cause I look at it like this. Hell, you can do nothing, bro. Hey man. And I'm gonna also say this too, cause I need to talk about this. Because some people say, I've seen this as a common comment on my platform too. Some people say, hey man, when you talk about this stuff, man, it kind of sort of borderlines Uncle Tomness or white supremacy, or you kind of like pull yourself up by your bootstraps-esque kind of conversation. Hey bro, well, here's the thing. I've been black a long goddamn time. been black a long goddamn time. And I've been blacking every day. I've seen what it's like to be a black man in California. I've seen what it's been like to be a black man in Alabama, as well as being a black man in Georgia and Arizona too. Saying all that to say this, because I don't know why the fuck I said that last few lines, but saying all that to say this, we need to stop acting like criminal behavior, street shit, recreational crime is the core and center of our culture. No, it's not. No, it's not. And what I mean by that is my heart is not going to plead and die and cry in sympathy for every time I see 4 and 5 teenagers rob people at gunpoint solely because their skin tone is around my skin, is around my skin color. I'm not, bro. I'm not. On the way to work tonight, I ran into this dude who I ran into at my job when we had that big storm in Sacramento County, and a few of the areas got flooded. One of the areas got flooded was this black dude who came in there. He owns a farm out here. Bringing him up because I'm not gonna keep acting like those people like him don't exist. Like there's not black farmers. Like there's not black small business owners. There's a lot of black people who live in Oakland who are law-abiding citizens. Let's keep that in mind. I know a lot of y'all don't know that because y'all think it's a lot of street niggas in Oakland who don't know that. Not every black person is on that type of time. There's a lot of them out there who got good jobs, who are computer engineers. Some of them who work in construction. And I'm saying that to say this. We got to stop acting like all of us, regardless, just because we're black, we're supposed to, out of nowhere, have this intense sympathy for the problem with these goddamn kids is doing this is there's no consequence. It's no consequence. Do you know how privileged you have to feel to run into somebody's business and stuff a fucking gun in their face? Do you understand that? Do you know how delusional you gotta be to run up on a motherfucker which brings me to my next goddamn point. I propose to any small business owner out there, be it a 7-Eleven, be it a goddamn that damn dessert shop that got robbed in Oakland a few days ago, y'all need to start carrying guns. I'm sorry, y'all got to shoot some of these bad bastards. I'm sorry. It is what it is. It's going to have to be about a few to get knocked down first, so that way so this shit can stop. Hell, my little homie, muchísimo para mi amiga, te quiero mucho, mi amiga. My little homie, a few months ago that I told y'all about, who got robbed at gunpoint in Sacramento. I told her, goddamn, meet your conhead ass. I told her ass even before then. You need to be out here with a taser, pepper spray, or something. These motherfuckers out here rob you. These little goddamn little igglets, little nappy headings out here rob you. And to be fair, in her situation, it wasn't a black dude who robbed her. It was this Asian. She told me it was an Asian dude. But anyway, it's always funny I know this is about Mexicans. They just call all Asians chinos. Like, it's kind of funny. But anyway, bro, like, y'all got to start knocking some of these motherfuckers down. Y'all got to start carrying guns. You got to make them understand that, hey, you can't come to my store. You can't come to my place of employment on some bullshit. I'm always going to have respect for small business owners, bro. I'm always going to have respect for them because, well, one, I aim to be a small business owner. But second, the stress that goes into that. Hey, man, listen, let me tell you something. I made a video talking about this a while ago. Them 7-Elevens that you broke, ugly motherfuckers is robbing at in the middle of the night or in the middle of the day at gunpoint. A lot of y'all don't know that half the time, they are living paycheck to paycheck. They're breaking even. Oh, you don't get what I'm saying. Because a lot of y'all, you know, I understand. A lot of y'all, because they never see. Let me break it down a little bit more for you. When you walk in that damn cash, when you go through that cash register and steal however many thousands you steal, maybe a couple thousand, it wasn't like they had that to spare. If you go in the back and they got a goddamn safe that maybe has $20,000, no, that wasn't money to fucking spare. That money had to go somewhere. That money was to pay for mortgage. That money was to pay for one of their goddamn kids. It's at UC Davis. Some of that was to pay for to go send some money back to their home country for their little brother family who finna bring him and his wife's fat-headed ass out here too. No, they ain't got money to spare like that. They ain't got money to spare like that. It makes me mad because in the urban community, in the Black community, there's always such a strong need to have sympathy for those who rob, never for those who are robbed of. And I ask the city of Oakland, where is the sympathy for that man who lost his life protecting a goddamn shelf of Reese's peanut butter cups, candy bars, and fucking Rockstar energy drinks? Where is the sympathy for that man? One of the worst things about doing security is how underappreciated you are in your job. I'm gonna tell y'all a story. And I shouldn't even tell this story because I'm gonna tell it. I did security for a bowling alley. Ghetto's goddamn bowling alley in the goddamn valley. I did security for the bowling alley for 2 days. In them 2 days, I kicked out, no exaggeration, at least about 19 people doing cocaine in the bathroom in groups. So I'll say about 4 to 5 groups of people doing cocaine in the bathrooms. Caught one couple fucking in the bathroom. Keep in mind, this was an all ages bathroom. So all ages bowling alley open to 12 o'clock at night. So they doing this shit around kids. They doing this around kids. One of them complained to the goddamn reception to one of the service workers there and said, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm going to go in here doing all this, right? While I'm doing all this, I'm letting the manager know. This motherfucker had a confrontation when I was kicking off this one group in the parking lot. Guns ended up being drawn. A shot ended up going off on my grandmama's grave. All this shit is real. I did all that shit, went through all that, was frontline for all that shit for $20 an hour. We can skip that. $20 a goddamn hour. All for this short, ugly, goddamn Mario-headed fuck to call my boss the next day and say, well, I didn't like that he talks to too many people here. I didn't like that he talked to so many people here. I feel like he doesn't do his job enough. You goddamn dwarf fuck. You mean to tell me out of all the shit I done did there, I done put him line for your shitty ass bowling alley, and the only thing you have to say is, goddamn, I don't feel like you. Now, two things can be true at once. Do my Black ass sit up and talk too fucking much? I do. I do talk too fucking much. I do talk a lot. But you can't tell me that shit after I done put on the fucking line protecting your shitty ass bowling alley. You can't tell me that shit. Gun. After I done confronted Iggers who had guns way bigger than me for your fucking bowling alley. One of the reasons I hate the field that I'm in at times is because your presence in this job is so underappreciated. So underappreciated. Everything you do is underappreciated. They don't give a fuck about what you do. Let me understand this. People who do security, I want y'all to understand something. Because some of y'all niggas know, they don't give a fuck about you. These business, and let me just say this, because respect to the store owner of that 7-Eleven owner, because I don't know his relationship with James Johnson. I don't know what he's doing to help the family in that situation. I probably think he ain't doing shit. But these business owners don't give a fuck about y'all, bro. They don't. They don't. These contracts, they don't give a fuck about y'all. They don't. They don't. I'm going to take it a step further. Hey, my law enforcement, cop, law enforcement, be you, whatever you do. These motherfuckers don't give a fuck about you. These communities that you, bro, let's keep it 100. You all doing armed security? Let me understand y'all. All y'all doing security, these motherfuckers don't give a fuck about you. You can get shot, bro. I'm telling you from experience, bro. I done put my life on the line doing this shit dozens of times. Dozens of times. And nobody gives a fuck. They didn't give a fuck when Higgins followed me home from work. They didn't give a fuck when the cops told me that they might have to press charge on me because somebody lied and said I slapped him and slapped his girlfriend, which I did. I ain't slap her. Slapped his bitch ass, but I ain't slap him. They don't give a fuck about you. Bro. To those of y'all who do security at any level, be it at whatever level, hell, 7-Eleven, Walmart, liquor store had a quinceañera. Like, I've done security at a quinceañera when some Serenos pulled up and it was a North Daniel one. You know, it can go left, but understand that these people don't give a fuck about you, bro. They don't give a fuck about you. And I'm going to say, take it even a step further. If you are in any kind of field right now that involves enforcement or regulation of law, be it doing security, be it doing being a cop, understand that these people in these streets don't give a fuck about your black, white, or Mexican ass. They don't give a fuck about you. I'm not saying to go out there and be a bitch. I'm not saying to go out there and be a coward. I'm not saying that. But take it from a man who's been doing security for 13 years. I got into this, bro, with an ego because I was bullied as a kid, trying to prove that I was something that I wasn't. And for all the times I put my life on the line, for all the times I stuck my neck out there, bro, it was never appreciated. It was one time, only one time. That Bank of America I worked for off of Kettleman Lane in Lodi, I respect them. I love them. They appreciated me. They loved me. And I appreciated that. But these motherfuckers don't give a fuck about you, bro. So what I encourage y'all to do security, think the next time you put your life on the line for these small businesses. Think the next time you put your life on the line for these communities, bro. Think. I encourage even cops, bro. Hey, to all my law enforcement out there, be you San Francisco PD, be you San Diego PD, be you Vallejo PD. Well, Vallejo PD is a very different situation. I ain't gonna put them in it. But Oakland PD, understand the community don't give a fuck about y'all. Half the time, the community hide these little badass bastards is doing this bullshit. They hide them and protect them. So fuck them. I stand on fuck them. You get your check, you get your retirement, but goddamn it, don't risk getting a bullet put in your ass for a cause that don't even matter. One thing I can say about the city I live in, we appreciate our damn cops. Shout out to Gar PD. Fuck with y'all. Love y'all. Love Gar PD. Well, at least we appreciate our goddamn cops here. I can't speak for y'all motherfuckers out there. I've been said, bro. Listen, hell, if I was Oakland PD, if I worked as a cop in Oakland, if I worked as a security guard in Oakland, y'all don't want me out there. I would just let shit happen. I'll let y'all have at it. We going back to the 70s. We going back to Black Panther Party days. Motherfucker, y'all police yourselves. Much respect to the Black Panther Party. I loved reading about that when I was a child. Rest in peace, James Johnson. Rest in peace, James Johnson. My condolences to his family, to his loved ones, to that community. Ironically, the community. And there's a GoFundMe online for him, James Johnson. It's linked in my bio. And just be safe out there, everybody. All I can say is just be safe out there. This is the West Coast Greatest Voice. All I can say is, man, it's dark time in our state, bro. It's open air crime scene, but much love to all y'all. I love you guys. Next episode will be back next week. Thank you.